Hi, how's business?
How's business?
How's business? Welcome to How's Business, a podcast on what it's like to do business in the city of Chicago, created by the Institute for Justice Clinic on Entrepreneurship. Today on How's Business, we're welcoming Nature's Little Recyclers. Founded by a father-son duo, Nature's Little Recyclers got their start at The Plant Chicago in the Back of the Yards neighborhood. They provide composting for businesses throughout Chicago. Thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me today. Let's start with the basics. If you could tell me your name and the name of your business.
I'm Ed, founder of Nature's Little Recyclers.
And I'm Dale, the CEO of Nature's Little Recyclers.
From when your business was just a little seedling to where it is today, could you tell me where it's gone?
So for me, I made a transition in life. I was working with peer-to-peer educational software. Came to the end of my story there. And basically, somebody asked me, what was the favorite job I ever had? And that was when I was 12 years old. And my dad said, you know, go out and get a job. So I built a worm farm in my backyard and sold worms for the next 2 years from North Avenue Beach to Montrose Harbor, six worms for a dime. Sometimes I made as much as $20. And when I got into high school, I didn't think they were going to date the worm guy. So I kind of gave that up. And my lifelong obsession with worms led me to create some ideas under the innovation kind of cycle that we're in. And I went into The Plant, the first American urban vertical farm. And I was able to grow worms there. And then basically I had to come to a day where I was like, oh, is this a real business? And then Dale helped me with that moment.
Yes. So in late 2013, Ed was saying, I'm going to start growing some worms. And I was like, all right, you crazy old man. You grow worms. Like, what are you talking about? I had no farming background, no agriculture background. So he started doing it at the basement of The Plant Chicago. And I used to go and visit him. And I started talking to all the farmers. And they're like, oh, yeah, we feed them all this food. And we need the soil. And we need this. And no one does it. And I was like, this is kind of crazy. This is a good idea. Let me go online and see why no one does it. Let me go look it up. So I started doing research and I discovered that most of the world does do this. India has huge programs in China. And I was like, we should be doing this here. So at that point, I told him, how are you going to make any money at this? If you can tell me how you make money at it, I'd be interested. And he said, I'm going to sell the worms. The worms are really valuable. So I said, if we can sell some worms, I'd be interested. So we got on Amazon and we put up 5 pounds of worms. We sold them in 24 hours. And at that point, we incorporated and the rest is history.
Can you tell me a little bit about what Nature's Little Recyclers does?
We work with residents, restaurants that want to compost their food. So the basic principle of composting is we take food and we feed it to worms and bacteria. When those things process that, they make soil. It was once theorized by Darwin that all the soil on the planet was created by worms. We now know that's not true. There's actually bacteria and funguses that also create it, but it's all created by a process. So that's basically what we do. We take that process, which is a natural process, and we control it to speed it up as fast as we can. So that was a major hurdle at why we got into the farm building business, was because so many people wanted to grow their own food, but all the soil is contaminated. And because of the contamination, you need to build 2 feet of fresh soil by city law. And it was costing these farms $50,000 to $200,000 when we can just build it for free.
Who knew dirt was so expensive?
It's a huge business.
And what does it mean to you to have this business and to be providing this compost service to folks in Chicago?
It's awesome to be able to have the opportunity to be able to do this. We're able to clean up the city farms. We're able to feed people nice organic food that's locally built and provide jobs to, you know, feed ourselves and the community.
And what do you think folks were doing before you existed with their compostable waste?
They're throwing it in the trash. And then they were producing a lot of greenhouse gases and everything like that. There was no other options in the city of Chicago to compost.
Compared to where we started 6 years ago, 98% of people are still doing exactly the same way. It's going to landfills, even right now.
What do you view as your company's role in addressing that here?
To convert as much of it into organic material, soil, we need to actually build as many farms as we can and to remediate the sort of lead and other items in the soil. So we want to do both simultaneously.
Yeah, right now what we do is we create all these good resources and we just throw it in the landfill. So what we do is we take it and turn it back to good, healthy soil, which Chicago needs lots of, and then allows it to grow organic food.
Can you describe a little bit about what the challenges of having this kind of business in Chicago are like?
The number one thing would be it's kind of an unusual process in the city, and there's no real laws, a lot of things like that, not a lot of clear ordinances. There's a lot of different policies that contradict with each other that we've run into, as well as getting people to understand what we do, right? Explaining. Because most people, like even I grew up in the city. I grew up in Chicago my whole entire life, and I didn't know what composting was. You know, I didn't know what farming was. I didn't know what any of this was till I was an adult.
Yeah, so it sounds like your number one hurdle would be providing education, not just to the people who are your customers, but also to the legislators who are making the laws that impact you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes.
It's probably one of the more primary things now as we get more into our actual working. The shock of us coming into an area or the idea of this being safe is hard because everybody's afraid of what's happening in their neighborhoods. I mean, we are up against dumping
there's been such a long history in Chicago of so many people coming in and dumping toxic material or just, you know, trash, even till this day, right? People drop construction waste on these communities all the time. So there's always a lot of apprehension.
I think that might be news to the folks who are listening to the podcast. Can you tell us a little bit more about the history of the neighborhoods that you do operate in and that dumping background?
There are actually old industrial neighborhoods that have had a long history of industrial manufacturing on it. So, you know, with not a lot of regulations. So I've had a lot of heavy metals, a lot of chemicals, a lot of things like that put on the lot. So that's the number one hurdle we face in these areas. And the second thing is all those factories have shut down in Chicago and they've left the area. So we're also facing an emptying population. These neighbors are constantly losing population. So there's always abandoned buildings and things like that.
Can you tell me a little bit more about what it's like to try to procure that kind of land in those spaces? Do you interact with Chicago city government when you're trying to do that? Or who are the folks that you're buying that land from?
So far we've actually worked almost exclusively with private dealers. A lot of this property is considered worthless by any sort of standard investment community. So we've some of the properties we've bought from like investors that have property go bad.
So Nature's Little Recyclers is purchasing maybe spoiled investments from really disinvested areas and doing something that at first to the community feels a little scary, you know, processing waste, but eventually becomes like a beautiful green space.
Exactly, yeah. And once everybody realizes what we're doing, they're always on board. It's just there's always some skepticism from not only regulators, but from everybody. But people are like, you're just going to come in and restore a lot that's been abandoned for 30 years and take care of it and build it to a farm. Why would anybody do this, right? So there's a lot of skepticism about what we do at first. Once they start seeing it with their own eyes, we always say seeing is believing. Mm-hmm. And once they start seeing it with their own eyes, we always get a lot of support. And just being there, always being there to talk to them.
So it's fascinating to hear how you interact with your community. Another important and maybe even more decision-making part of your community is the legislators that you have to work with. So can you tell me a little bit more about what it's like to interact with Chicago aldermen, state legislators? What has your experience been so far?
So it's been a mixed bag so far. Some legislators, like Sonia Harper, she's been awesome. She's from urban farming background, so she understands what we do, and she's constantly pushing laws to benefit the community. But a lot of people don't really understand what we're doing. And it's been a mixed bag where we have had problems with the city. We have had problems with regulators. It's hard to talk to a Chicago alderman out of the blue because they're so busy. They got so much stuff going on, and you're some guy growing a farm, right? He's like, who is this? And so it's been really hard to reach out to them.
I think there's some really great organizations out there. We have the Advocates for Urban Agriculture who are moving out and talking to aldermen. They have an aldermanic program. That's our biggest thing, is making sure we're good citizens always. We are responsive. And so we found as long as we're good citizens, they're willing to talk to us.
We work with the community. We work with the people, the voters. So it helps a lot working with the aldermen, that we are operating in a good manner, that we are good players, that we are good people. And that really sets a tone in a way that gets us through a lot of stuff that I don't think necessarily every other company would have been able to get through.
And in terms of being licensed as a composter, is that something that happens at the city or state level? And what was that process of getting that license like?
The traditional composter license we actually don't use on our farms. There's both a state level one and a local city level one. And there's a lot of rules to it. You can only do it in very particular industrial spaces. You have to do it indoors. And you have to have a lot of containment vessels. You have to have a lot of stuff to control it. So it's very rigid. And it wasn't really compatible with our style of composting. It was made for a much more old-fashioned, a lot less efficient system of composting. So it really pigeonholed us in the city of Chicago to only a few old industrial buildings, which are very expensive to maintain, upkeep, and going through a kind of a rigorous process with EPA and all that to make sure they're clean, because the old industrial sites in Chicago had numerous EPA problems, like old gas tanks in the ground, contaminated soil that was all issues with opening it. So we're talking about it could take a large amount of money and years to get a site into standards with the traditional composting methods. It wasn't true to our mission either, right? So that way we're now running a big, giant compost industrial factory, spending a lot of energy producing it, when our mission was about feeding people, creating good farms, and cleaning up the city. So we went to start building farms. You know where the soil has been, you know it's there, you know it's clean, and it's organically certifiable. So that's what we decided was a better mission, to feed people, help people grow local food, and all that. So that's why we took that route.
So if you could use one word to describe what it's like to do business in the city of Chicago, what would that one word be?
Tough. Everybody wants to know that what you're doing is reasonable. Everybody feels like they have a right to question you, and you have to have an answer. It doesn't matter if it's the answer to an alderman or a state person or the person who lives next door. Sometimes even to the cab driver, if you ask them, you know, what do you do for a living? I mean, Chicagoans feel a right to question you and to know what you're doing, and it makes it tough sometimes.
Yeah, there's a lot of stakeholders involved in Chicago communities. So it makes it so that there's a lot of people we got to communicate to and work with.
If you could tell Chicago's mayor or city council one piece of advice about how to make Chicago a better place for small business, what would that piece of advice be?
For me right now, for 2019, give us some expansive abilities to give us a chance to really innovate. I've been through the 1871 project. I went through some of the incubation with the plant, and Chicago does a great job incubating. So I would say do more of that incubation, but now look at, you know, urban farms and really look at it, not as just for today, but for the next 5, 10, 20 years. And I think they're going to find a lot of value and give us some ability to really function in the way that they've given to tech, that they've given to social service and a lot of different aspects. Give it to us. Give us the same treatment. Innovate.
Before we wrap up, is there anything else that you're really eager to tell us about Nature's Little Recyclers or what it's like to do business in the city of Chicago?
So probably amongst the best benefits I've gotten over about being in Chicago is the access to great resources. For me, I've had events that have changed the way that I've done business. Working early in 1871, really learning how some of this process works, getting invited to do the Southside pitch and allowing us to get some really top-notch attorneys have helped us some really difficult, I mean, like, really great moments of dealing with really the deep law of this. Some of the ability to go out and talk to people of all kinds. And interacting with the city has been sometimes really favorable to us. I mean, we do the Chicago Marathon, and we do some large-scale projects that are really showing the city that we have a real ability to make a difference in our city. And that helps everybody along the way.
Unfortunately, Nature's Little Recyclers was unable to find a way to continue composting in the city of Chicago and closed down their business earlier this year. Composting advocates intend to continue pushing the city to open new pathways for innovative waste management to encourage urban farms and gardens in the city. Since 1998, the Institute for Justice Clinic on Entrepreneurship has provided free legal assistance, support, and advocacy for low-income entrepreneurs in Chicago. The IJ Clinic also trains University of Chicago law students to be vigorous and creative advocates for entrepreneurs. For more information, visit www.housebusinessshy.com.